This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia.
We chose the plays, created the season, picked the actors, directed, gathered props. We also cleaned the lobby.
That's Mary Jo Alexander, Artistic Director for Actors Summit Theater in Akron. She's retiring after 17 years, and the nonprofit theater is closing as well. I caught up with her and her husband, Neil Thackaberry, who ran the theater with his wife until his retirement last year.
I still have chills even when I think about the production of Woody Guthrie's
American Song.
And it's just an absolutely wonderful piece of Americana, a great piece of history, and we had a spectacular cast, and it was one of those shows where just, you know, kind of everything worked.
Of course, the first one, getting the very first show open, The Price. Mine tend to be favorites that Neil's been in, which would be Clarence Darrow and Bully, Teddy Roosevelt one. Merry Wives of Windsor with Dorothy and Reuben Silver, which was fabulous.
The only opportunity that Reuben ever had to play Falstaff was at our theater. Anybody looking at Reuben would think, you know, this has been his stock in trade, but he only did it once, and he did it with us, and we were very proud of that production, and to have had a chance to work with he and Dorothy. We've had a chance to work with some amazingly talented people from all across Northeast Ohio. That's really been the most satisfying part of it, you know.
We did a fabulous production of Oedipus Rex, and I don't think anybody else has touched that show before or after. We did masks for it. That was terrific. And of course, it was fabulous every time we had an opportunity to have one of our own kids or their spouses involved as an actor, a director.
And there are people in shows who have been with us on stage since 1999. Frank Jackman, Sally Groth, Dana Hart, people who have been with us from the very beginning. And that sense of family that develops, and the fact that folks have the patience to continue to work with you.
Is that how you two manage to work together for so long without driving each other crazy?
Oh, we drive each other crazy. So let's just assume that, get past it.
Mary Jo and I have worked with a couple of relatively short stints. We've always worked together, either at the same college or the same theater or the same business.
So it sounds like an exciting 17, 18 years. What made you want to embark on this journey?
Our mission statement was that we would create professional theater using Ohio artists. Because one of the supreme ironies is that when we first started up in 1998, 1999, there were two major theater employers in the area, Great Lakes Theater Festival and the Cleveland Playhouse. And at that time, and for several years after it, their acting pool was only about 10, 12% Ohio artists. They were casting out of New York, casting out of Chicago. We actually had one friend who actually flew to New York to audition to be in a show at the Cleveland Playhouse. I mean, in one production, there were only two of us who were local, and the rest were all out of New York. And the two of us who were local had been brought in to play the servants.
And obviously, it's still in your blood because you're still going to be active in this area. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
In the middle of July and August, I'm designing a show for Shakespeare at the Castle, which is a professional and university joint production with Mount Union University.
As for her husband, Neil.
I love weeding my garden because after years and years of spending all of your day worrying about other people's egos, when you're out in the garden, there is no moral quandary about whether or not you can kill the weed. You don't have to debate it. You don't have to call a committee meeting. You don't have to consult with anybody. You kill the weed. That's very satisfying.
That's Neil Thackaberry and Mary Jo Alexander, co-founders of Actors Summit Theater in Akron. The couple will also spend time this summer trying to find a home for Actors Summit's collection of scripts, programs, and posters.